broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, repping professional green, is the Packer backer, Kyle Wallace.
Yeah, back to business, baby. Turn the page. Got past the sorry Bears, now on to the good Broncos.
It is the right thing to do. You had 24 hours to celebrate. Time to turn the page. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, looking very comfortable in his fishing gear.
Yeah, you know me, fisherman, big hunter, outdoorsman.
Bro hasn't fished in how many years?
Oh, gosh. I probably haven't fished since... I did some deep sea fishing in Florida.
Not just fishing, but deep sea fishing.
Way off the coast for like swordfish.
I don't even know what that means.
Me either, to be honest.
Are you like you deep sea, like the rod go deeper, or are you like going scuba diving?
You're not casting.
You're on a boat, right?
Yeah, you're on a boat. And you go out like literally.
I hear deep sea fishing. I'm like, Kyle, I'm thinking they're diving in.
You're
like,
deep in the ocean.
So my good buddy that hurdled your buddy, Kyle, Drew Herma.
Yeah, so
he is a deep sea fisherman. He has a boat in Florida. So we'd go deep sea fishing. We'd go like literally 3 miles off the coast. You can't see anything. It's just all water everywhere you look.
Wait, aren't there like whales or?
Yeah, there's. We've seen dolphin out there, and they've said they've seen some contraband floating in the water.
Oh, wow. I should have grabbed that. That's money.
Is the plural of dolphin dolphin?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or is it dolphins? Isn't it the Miami Dolphins?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Let's go with the journalist.
Anyway, yeah. You don't like reel, cast and reel out there. You literally dip these things in the water.
Oh, a big old square thing to catch something?
No, that's like lobstering, I believe.
Okay.
You literally have these like mega, and listen, there's probably some actual fishermen out there, I'm butchering this, but there's like big old fishing rods you stick in the boat and you put the bait or whatever all the way down and that's where they live. And all of a sudden, zoop, the reel starts going and you go, oh, you gotta reel it in. You gotta get like fastened in the seat.
Oh, wait, wow. Whoa.
And then you get in a seat?
Yeah, you fasten in the seat and then you gotta like pull back. Reel.
Get anything?
I was on one. We fought a fish for like 2 hours.
Oh, hell
it took
no.
2 hours. 2 hours.
I was like, you won. That's cruelty. Peter, get him.
And then you pull it out and it's for the sea.
Six foot long,
200-pound swordfish.
Oh my
it's
god!
Flopping
that
around.
Swordfish was flopping around for 2 hours. And y'all
two
just
hours.
Wouldn't let it be.
You gotta wear it out.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, we ate it.
Is that legal?
He could, yeah, I think so. I believe so. I don't know. I don't know what we did with it, actually.
800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776. ESPN is the Carbless Talking Text Line. List is more.
That was exhilarating.
Get us on YouTube.
My heart's beating orange.
At ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And, of course, the ESPN Wisconsin app with Alex Stroh running the show. Jordan Love joined Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee Show. And it's always good to hear from, I'd say, athletes outside of their normal comfort zone of the same people they talk to all the time. You build that relationship, you get probably more detailed answers of what you're specifically looking for a story. But you open up a little bit more when it's, a former player, he's got this rapport with other athletes. And here's what Jordan Love had to say with Pat McAfee today on the Pat McAfee Show.
In years past, we've played at a high level towards the end of the season, and it just comes down to us making those plays. But we feel the magic right now. We definitely have confidence in what we're doing. But like I said, you guys got to go out there and be at your best every week.
Okay.
Feeling the magic. That's what stood out to me. They're feeling the magic right now. And I love that from Jordan Love, because that's probably something that if he's feeling it, he's the leader. Everyone else amongst the team is feeling it. What is magical for this year? Is this feeling the magic is good, but it doesn't matter unless you get the whole magic. I want the big magic trick.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about what I believe he's trying to say is we're feeling confident. We feel like we can beat anybody. We feel the momentum turning in our direction. Because when I think of magical seasons, I was lucky to be a part of a couple, but the organizations that I was a part of, between the Panthers and the Jaguars, their magical seasons are a little bit different compared to the Green Bay Packers. When I was part of the Jaguars, like, the people in Jacksonville would point to the 2017 team, say, you made it to the AFC Championship game. That is a magical moment for our franchise. But for the Green Bay Packers, they've been, I mean, since 1990...
Yeah, I guess as a Brewers fan, yes.
Okay,
that's
okay.
True. Like, we think about the 2018 season, going to the NLCS. That was a magical year. But the equation's a little bit different for
didn't
the Green Bay.
Did we go
Bay
to
Packers.
The NLCS this year?
They did.
They did.
I forgot about that. But it felt not working.
What is magical?
Game seven, 2018 versus
the whole. It was called Magic Brew. What are we talking about?
I mean,
but exactly
Shohei, Kyle.
It was a forgettable NLCS ending.
Yeah, I get it. I got you, though.
But the Packers have been to the NFC Championship game, for instance, 95, 96, 97, 2007, 2010, 2014, 2016, 2019, 2020. Why am I saying all that? If for it to be a magical season, it's got to be Super Bowl, baby. That's what it takes for the Green Bay Packers of a magical season. So this team is certainly capable of doing that. They're playing right now like they're a Super Bowl team. So Jordan Love, I agree. You're feeling the unofficial magic of momentum and excitement and confidence. But for it to be truly a magical season, they got to be playing in Super Bowl 60.
Jordan Love says they are feeling the magic inside the building. But is it only a magical season for the 2025 Green Bay Packers if they go to the Super Bowl? Kyle Wallace, Packer backer.
Come on, now, our standards are extremely high. We ain't the Carolina Panthers, and we ain't the Jacksonville Jaguars. We ain't that. Our standards ain't going to an NFC Championship game or AFC Championship game. Our standard is winning a Super Bowl. But I will say this. The Green Bay Packers are starting to have, let's say, a magic brew that feels to be brewing, especially
let's
with
do something different. They didn't get the whole way.
I'm just saying there's something that's brewing with this Green Bay Packers football team as they are starting to seem like they're turning the corner. We complained about the offensive line play and then insert Sean Ryan at center and all of a sudden the offensive line is protecting Jordan Love at a better rate. We complained about the running game and now we're seeing Josh Jacobs make big plays on third downs and running hard where he has a little bit more holes and he's a little bit more consistent. We complained about how inconsistent the offense was in the play calling of Matt LaFleur and now you turn around a couple weeks later and this team is cooking. We complained last year how they were 1-5 in the division, and now they just rattled off 3 wins against the Vikings, the Lions, and the Chicago Bears. So I do understand why in that locker room they're starting to find their swagger, and our quarterback in Jordan Love says something magical has happened. But I don't blame Jordan Love for making this comment. He ain't never won none before. He ain't never did. Now, he ain't never accomplished from college. He ain't accomplished much. And now you talk about the NFL. So for a young quarterback who ain't never been to a NFC championship game, hell, he ain't never won a NFC North title as the lead man. So, yes, when he feels this special thing tingling and brewing, he's going to say, yeah, something special is happening. So I'm excited that my quarterback in our locker room believes that something magical is happening right now. And hopefully the rest of the season will play out so we can go back to this moment where he joined Pat McAfee on December 9th. And we can say, boy, oh boy, Jordan Love was right as the Packers marched their way to the Super Bowl in Santa Clara.
Hit the KBN Sports Desk. You want to take it or should I take it?
Oh, my.
I'll save you.
We got Carathoned.
I'm going to have to say the brand here. Toyota, Toyotathon TV spot titled Reach for the Magic aired 6 days ago.
Feel the Magic is a slogan associated with the Carathon event sales.
So he placed it.
Yeah, that was
inceptioned
placed.
It. Right
yeah, that was placed.
Yep.
Yeah, that was placed.
We got Carathoned.
Do you like that your QB can be bought? Do you like that?
800-990-3776.
Damn, Jordan.
Cody brought that on the Carverless Talk and text line.
Well, maybe
don't read it to feel the magic too much.
Well, hold
the
on.
Line.
Spin zone. Maybe it just resonated with him so much that he also applied it to the football field, which is what it sounded
well,
like.
Oh yeah, I want to hear more. I don't see him talking about any vehicles in there.
Listen again. He does. It has nothing to do with Toyota.
In years past, we've played at a high level towards the end of the season, and it just comes down to us making those plays. But, yeah, we feel the magic right now. We definitely
feel the magic.
Yeah.
What do you think the question was? Because he's talking about playing well at the end of the year.
In years past, we've played at a high level towards the end of the season. And
do you think the question was about Carathon?
Oh.
He was wearing a Carathon jacket. if you saw that too.
All right, I'm starting to think we got Carathon.
Wait a minute.
We did get Carathon.
I need to know the question. Did the question say, Jordan, at the end of they got you with this Carathon thing? Every year you keep playing well, and then he just flipped it to talk about how the team plays well all together and then through the match.
Yeah, he's a team guy. He's the QB. This is why Jordan is so great. In the media, he just plays the hits. He never makes it about himself. He brings the team in. And I think that's why he's so likable. And I think we can all say the team likes him. They believe in Jordan Love.
Oh, no, they believe in him.
It's a strange way.
Feel the magic?
Yeah, when talking about the pulse of the team.
Is this a coincidence? 800-990-3776. Or do they pay him to say, feel the magic?
Wildy, make sure you ask him. Or Rob DeMoss, make sure you ask him. I believed him that he was feeling magic.
They probably paid him. But why use it for describing the team and the play down the end of it? You would think you would do it in more of a joking way. Hey, how's your holiday season, Jordan? Oh, we feel the magic. We feel the magic, Pat, in a little bit more tongue-in-cheek and smiling way. Strange to talk about, which leads me to believe he actually feels the magic.
Well,
he feels
maybe
something
two
in
can
the
be true
room.
Here, right? Maybe he was paid. Maybe he had to say feel the magic. But maybe, based off what we're saying, the Green Bay Packers are feeling the magic too. They just won 3 straight divisional
games. Exactly. Regardless of what it was for, I think the Packers should be feeling the magic at some point about how this season has turned around for them. And right now,
he does live reads better than some of us.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
We've been in partners into a conversation.
I mean, you're talking.
Shout out Zimbra Cure.
See?
Oh my God.
Shout out who? Shout out who?
Well, Zimbrick European off the belt line at Rimrock Road. They're my Carathon.
Shout out to Zimbrick European off the belt line on Rimrock Road. Y'all already know they got all the greatest cars. If y'all don't like Ben Brussan, it Kyle Walls would do it for show. For show.
So I messed up and you're trying to steal it from me.
Shout out to Rimrock. I mean, shout out to Zimbrick European.
Who's the general manager?
AP.
Oh, strong.
So, shout out. I saw AP at your wedding.
Sure did.
Yeah, that's my guy.
It's your guy now.
And not like you.
It's his guy, but I had to feed him his name.
I didn't know he was the general manager. I just knew with AP. Shout out to AP.
Oh man. Well,
how about that?
I still feel the magic. I feel like this has happened before where someone said something and you start believing it. I'm fine with this, paid or not. If I asked anybody right now, are they starting to feel some magic for the Green Bay Packers? If I just asked that without the context of Jordan Love being on Pat McAfee, what would your answers be? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I ain't saying magic. Man, I have a high bar standard for magic. Magic is like you make it out of nowhere, you win these games.
Okay, I thought he was going to go into the definition of like someone doing a magic trick.
No, I'm not damn Disney. This ain't the Magic Kingdom. But I'm saying I just feel like this is a football team that is getting better and ascending. They ain't no magic. This team don't need magic. They're good.
I think I could be convinced that someone believes this is magical. Anytime you're the number 2 seed currently, if they ever all end today, you're turning into week 15. Win. Yeah, I mean, this is
magic.
Say that one more time, Google Voice.
Magic.
The use of means believed to have supernatural power over natural forces.
Nah, listen, we don't need magic. We have talent.
Magic.
Talent. Talent. Jordan Love has talent. Matt LaFleur has talent. Michael Parsons has talent. Xavier McKinney has talent. We have talent. We don't need magic. We don't need any type of hoo-ha or brouhaha to get this team over the top. But if in the locker room they were feeling like something was happening,
talent.
Then that's great. Yeah, thank you. That's what we have.
What's more important talent. For the 2025 Green Bay Packers? Magic or talent?
Magic. Talent.
Talent, like she said.
Oh, the way the ball bounces sometimes, though, wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of...
Magic.
You would be the guy who chooses magic.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because you weren't on the field. You were punting it.
Yeah.
Look at Cam make that magic.
Wow. How does
look at
he
that
do
guy.
It? What a
magic.
Sorcerer.
Wow, Luke Kuechly, he can sure tackle those guys. He's so
magical.
Talent.
Is what Brad Nortman had. Best punter in the world.
That's
very
true. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Are you feeling the magic from the Green Bay Packers? What Micah Parsons is not feeling is love from the Zebras. I've had enough. So is everybody. We discussed Micah Parsons and the no calls from the Zebras. Matt LaFleur is upset about it too next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I put my card in, I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out, I put it away, and I move on to my own.
That's what she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
take it out, put it in, moves
That's
on.
That's what she said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman with you across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line for you to get involved. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, and download the ESPN Wisconsin app on your phone because it's so easy to use. Listen live anytime, anywhere, and listen back. Running the show is Alex Stroff, and I was like, hey, you know, I think if we're going to talk about Micah Parsons being held, it would be good to have Matt LaFleur postgame talking about it. But he goes, no, Ben, no, I have something better. So we go to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Stroff.
And I think this past couple weeks, we've been just elevating. But, you know, I think all of it is part of that Toyotathon magic where, you know, you start playing your best ball in the second half of the season.
That is a shameless plug.
So did you AI that?
That's real?
Oh, that's real. That's from the Pat McAfee appearance today.
We got.
And I think this past couple weeks, we've been just elevating. But, you know, I think all of it is part of that Toyotathon magic where, you know, you just start playing your best ball in the second half of the season.
Right. I don't hate him for it.
No,
I respect it, actually.
No, I'm not mad at him. I'm disappointed.
Why?
Well, we got for real. I was still holding out hope we didn't get got. I didn't realize he said it just straight up there. Where was this clipped an hour ago?
An hour? 10 minutes ago. Let's hear from Matt LaFleur as we were discussing Micah Parsons' greatness. And it is nearly impossible for this to be true, but it is. The man who leads the NFL in pressures and has 12 and a half sacks has not had an accepted holding penalty called. Matt, you explain.
I don't know. I thought there was one that certainly was questionable, to say the least, but apparently the officials disagree. So it is what it is, and we just got to continue to strain and fight and try to get to the quarterback.
So that was Matt LaFleur postgame after the Packers defeated the Chicago Bears. Look, I heard it was Chewy, actually, who said that Micah needs to sell it a little bit more, and that if he plays through the play, it's like less likely that he gets called. You went to Reddit to find Tausch. I'm pretty sure it was Chewy.
I don't know, but I do agree.
Whoever it was,
Reddit,
Chewy,
real reputable.
Mark Tauscher, somebody that is an in-the-trenches guy, because Chewy is glorified blocking tight end, if we're being honest.
Oh, wow. Just taking shots at the guy.
Look, I don't care if he's not selling it or not. We've all seen it. Like, we've all seen it. And it almost feels impossible with the pressure rate and the sacks that it, like, you can't tell me that, like, let's make sure Micah doesn't get to the quarterback. You're telling me that he's got all these sacks and pressures and hasn't been held once?
It's absurd. When I heard this stat, I didn't believe it. I'd say, like, no, it can't. This
You've
cannot.
Got mail.
This cannot be true. He must have been. I've seen it with my own eyes, him being held. And listen, he probably gets held legitimately 10 times a game, right? That would be disruptive to the game flow. I get why you can't throw a flag every single time, but to at least get two a game, I mean, the officials should not change the way they officiate. They shouldn't change the rules and how they're interpreted because he is so great. I mean, imagine being a great pitcher and the ump's like, you know what? You have a different strike zone. I'm gonna tighten up that strike zone because you're so good.
They kind of loosen it up for veterans, and it, like, if you don't have command, they're not gonna give you the
extreme. But this is an extreme example. Imagine, like, you know what? We can't call a foul against Giannis because he's just too physical. I mean, what are these guys gonna do?
I'm not gonna lie, there is some synergy here because Giannis this season had been getting mauled, and was not officiated in a way where he was getting calls because he's so big. And a referee said, "Well, he played through it."
Yeah, and
that was a real quote about Giannis.
And it lends
there are some similarities
to
there.
Greatness, right? Part of the greatness is you have to do things in order to stop them. So I think if you're not calling it, It's just unfair to how great Micah Parsons actually is.
Yeah, I agree. It's just a shame that Micah Parsons does all this. He's a wrecking ball, and simply because of how dominant that he is and the fact that he's not going to sit there and just fall to the ground and put his hands up and give up on the play, that they're not going to call it. And that's what sucks sometimes about football, is when you get held and you kind of throw your arms up and you flail, then they want to throw the hanky instead of throwing it when they absolutely see that you're being held. And that impacts the Green Bay Packers because that keeps drives alive. You saw against the Chicago Bears, there were multiple times where Caleb Williams was rolling out to the right nonstop, and you saw Micah Parsons trying to get him, and you see him being held. That is a play that can move momentum back and shift momentum in the direction of the Green Bay Packers defense.
Third and 14 versus
A third and 14 against a pass defense that has Micah Parsons basically says, well, let's just check down and let's run the ball so we can move forward. You're cheating this Green Bay Packers defense out of shifting momentum for this team. So if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm glad he's doing this. Micah Parsons should continue to do this, and they should definitely politic to get these calls. This football team's going to make the playoffs. So the most important thing is there may be a moment if you get in the referee's ear in a playoff game, you get a penalty that can shift the direction of where a drive is going. So they need to make sure that they start getting these holding calls because they happen multiple times again.
Well, I will say one thing we used to do in Jacksonville, because there's like scouting reports on referees, right? Some ref groups are more likely to call certain plays and all that kind of stuff. So, and you do that with players as well. So if I'm an opposing team, this is what I'm going to be watching the rest of the year. Part of my game plan would be if you get beat, just hold them. Just hold them, like, because it's not being called. Maybe there's some sort of, like, whatever the opposite of preferential treatment, Micah's having the opposite. So if you're getting beat, just hold them, and that's a huge problem. And you talk about a momentum swing. Imagine getting, like, a scramble third down. You throw it. Oh, first down.
That's what they got.
Holding.
That is what they
holding,
got.
Holding, and then all of a sudden it's third and 20, right? There's a huge difference in that, and it's a huge game plan situation. So it's not something where it's like, oh, well, he's just so good. No, this is something where it actually matters for game flow, like Kyle was talking about. And if I'm the opposing team, I'm just going to say, let's neutralize their best defensive player by just doing something illegal.
My guess is a Bears fan here on the Carpless Talking text line. You guys cry this much when you're winning? I'd hate to hear when you're losing. I thought that
that's actually funny.
I thought that was funny.
It is accurate.
But what we're talking about here is something so extreme that the leading
insane
pressure
stat.
Rate player in the NFL with 12 and a half sacks has not drawn a single hold in the NFL season. And I think there is some truth to what Chewy is saying, because there is a gamesmanship component to the way that you talk to the referees and try and garner calls. One of the things that we were taught to do when I played at the University of Wisconsin, and this is no longer something you can do, is Jordan Taylor, All-American, made a living as point guard for the Wisconsin Badgers. And when we were up at the Kohl Center, and say it was like a 6-7 point game, 7 minutes, 6-7 minutes left,
nailed it.
Jordan would cut through the lane. You know, I would run the swing, you get the screen, you cut through the lane. He would wrap his arm into the defender's arm and act like he was being held, and they would call a foul. But now that's called a hook and hold, so you can't do it anymore. But he went to the free throw line 6 extra times, and those games were just put away just by drawing a foul using some theatrics.
What
and
a baller Jordan was.
I don't actually hate baller. The gamesmanship component of what Chewy is saying here of, if you're not getting it, try something different. I know there's a pride as a football player of being like, well, I don't need to sell it. Well, hell, you kind of do right now, because they're not giving you the benefit of the doubt when you deserve it.
But do you want him to sell it, or does that take him out of plays?
Well, I don't want him having to think about it, right? I mean, he's got a motor. It's
if he's being held, just be like, sir!
He probably feels it. He feels being held. I don't want to get anything in the way of his relentless motor, though.
You don't want to change his mentality. I would not tell Micah.
This has been the case for him his whole career. No, like, even last year, it was only called against him twice.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
He just needs to keep the mentality, because he is a special talent, and getting a holding call is one thing, but if you don't get the holding call and the quarterback moves out and he scrambles and he's able to run because you decide to stop on a play, well, then you look at that, then you have a worse result. Because you saw in the one time where Caleb had to throw it away because Micah was bearing down on him. That's what you want. I would rather have a quarterback be rushed to throw the ball than my defender sit here and try to cry for a holding penalty instead of efforting to get to the ball. So let's not stop that relentless pursuit that he has.
I think he can be vocal while...
Hey, y'all saw that! Look at my jersey!
Yeah.
Like, the play, that's what he does. Like, they need to do something, because I'm telling y'all this right now, this can be a big difference for the Green Bay Packers.
It absolutely can. The fact that the man who's got that 53 pressures leading the NFL in one of those 53? You're telling me he wasn't held? There's two guys guarding him. There's three guys guarding him. One-on-one, we saw him definitely being held because you know you can't guard him one-on-one. You just cannot.
No, you cannot. No.
You can for maybe the split second off the ball, but once he gets towards that edge around you, that's why they had him on the neck. And again, the funny thing is where I'm annoyed is a lot of the times you see once the offensive tackle has them, they'll let go, but it's not being called, so they just kind of keep it there. And they're just like, if I'm getting away with it, I'm not going to change it. And I wouldn't change it either until they start calling it.
You ain't got no choice but to hold them, hell.
And Diana McGuanago, 800-990-3776. You are on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with KBN.
I have a couple questions. And don't you hang up on me, Mr. Benjamin.
Wait, weren't you nervous about the Packers losing a couple weeks ago?
First of all, no. First of all, how are the refs allowed to get away with what they do?
Because if you complain too much, you'll get fined. But maybe Matt LaFleur should take a fine.
See, but that's not right. That's not right.
You're right, Dirty
D. Like
D,
you said,
not.
And it's funny. It's funny. It's funny that you said something about Giannis because I said something to Strope about that yesterday. And that one play where they didn't do anything, where he got his face mask pulled, and they didn't do anything about it. How are they? How can the refs get away with it?
Well, we're two peas in a pod, you and I,
Diana. Who paying them, Dirty D? I'm right there with you.
We're two peas in a pod, you and I.
Who paying them? They must be from Chicago.
I'm not going to lie.
Cook County.
I stand by. Like, if it gets to the point where it's still not being called and there are some egregious ones, I wouldn't mind Matt LaFleur taking a fine to call it out.
Yeah, tone setter move right there, too.
You call me the journalist. Let's go to the journalist who's on right after us at 5 o'clock. That would be Steve the Homer True, who tweeted just moments ago. How many times have the Packers declined a holding call against someone blocking Parsons? It's at least one. To say no holding calls against those blocking him is not true. Not enough, but none. No, 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 no. At ESPN Homer on Twitter just moments ago.
You did try to preface it before.
I did say that. Yeah, because you said that. No, I said accepted holding calls.
Do you think that means Homer's listening?
Yeah, Homer's listening. He's always listening.
What up?
Hey, Homer.
Wow, Homer tweeted against the show. That's crazy.
I mean, I literally called him out for having a horrible take on Green Bay game night, so all is fair.
No, shout out to Home Slice.
He should be getting at least two holding calls a game.
No, he should be. He should.
Okay, I'm seeing it with my own eyes.
No, he should.
I'm seeing it.
He should be getting at least two.
Can we start with just one?
No, two. I want to call the game the way he's supposed to call it. He's a menace. He's a monster. In most of these games, if he's going sackless, it's because he's being held nonstop.
Why don't you tell us how you enjoy nights, weekends, holidays, Bradley?
Oh, and all of it is enjoyed with an ice-cold Carbless, of course, especially this holiday season. It's so busy and a little bit stressful, so you want something to relax, but also something that's mostly and incredibly convenient, and that is, of course, a Carbless. It's that ready-to-drink cocktail in a can that is better than anyone can make it, whether it be bartender or yourself. It's perfectly mixed with the just right amount of taste and also the guilt-free experience that makes it oh so delicious to keep coming back to. Zero sugar, zero carbs, zero gluten, only 100 calories, and the utterly perfect amount of carbonation that makes it so that it quenches that thirst, but not so much on the stomach. And when you're bringing it to your holiday party or you're stocking your fridge with it for hosting one, you can enjoy the many different flavors that they have and ensure that there is something for everyone. All the various margarita flavors make it feel like the warmth is right there. Also, classic cocktails. Something about the holiday season makes me feel like the classic cocktails hit, especially now, and there's always a season for all those fruit flavors. If you want to experience a blissful holiday season, then you have to do so with a Carbless in your hand, because less is more with Carbless.
We are joined by Packers Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, host of William Tausch, a trenches guy, Mark Tauscher on the other side, because I do want to get his take on the Micah Parsons no accepted holding penalty situation next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Ben is crazy. Strofe is emotional. I don't want to get in between none of this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Joining us on Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin is the Packer Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, host of Wildy and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. Mark Tauscher, Old T, what's going on?
What up, boys? How are we today?
We're doing well. Doing well. Discussing the Micah Parsons situation of the lack of holding calls that are accepted, because I think that's a big thing people want to make sure is, you know, is maybe a call but not accepted. But Chewy maybe mentioned selling it a little more. What's your take on it? I actually think it wouldn't be a bad thing if it does continue to be this trend that Matt LaFleur gets fined and sets a tone.
Yeah, I think he's doing, and I know you remember this back in the day when Phil Jackson would do that, right? If Jordan wasn't getting calls or Pippen wasn't getting calls, you just make it a big deal and let the media magnify it. And then as human nature goes, the officials see that, the league sees it. Yeah, you get fined 50 or 100 grand, but if you win a championship because of it, nobody cares.
Kyle, it's not coming out of Matt's pocket.
I'm just saying, you get fined 50 or 100.
It's going to go to a charity, and the Packers got a rainy day fund. They'll make them whole, Tausch.
No, it comes out of his pocket. I'm just saying, dang, that's a lot of money.
What are you worried about Matt LaFleur's money for?
I'm not. I'm just acknowledging. I'm sorry. I'm the broke one here, and $50,000 is a lot of money to a broke guy like me.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all that. I think you do pretty well, but I don't know to what degree, so I'm not going to comment on that.
He cries.
Here's what I would say. As far as you seem to take a lot of nice, fun trips, Kyle.
Oh!
You're going to Las Vegas, you're down in Florida. Like, but again, I
El digress. Porto, or whatever you call it.
I find good deals. I Lisboa. I was there. I went to Africa. I had a good deal. I travel. I travel.
Yeah, you do. And that's every. You go do you, man. That's right. I don't like talking about people's money. But what? But what I would say about Chewy's comments and everything else. Yeah, there are guys that are really good at selling it, and they flail their arms and they'll fly. Micah Parsons doesn't get affected as much because he beats double teams and he beats holes. And I'd rather he's still so young that it doesn't bother him the same way it does maybe if you get older and you lose a half a step and you need to get all that. So if he wants, obviously you're going to put in, you're going to send the clips into the league. The officials will see it. You hope that you get a one or two calls. But man, you're talking to the wrong cat. I don't like holdings being called. If you don't tackle him, like that rip move that I think a lot of fans I see on Twitter are asking for. If you rip and your feet, the offensive lineman's feet are parallel with you, unless you tackle him, I'm not calling a flag on that. And here's the thing that you always will hear, and I'd ask refs every year they'd come into training camp, what are you looking for? And every ref I ever talked to said, as an old lineman, if your feet aren't beat, we aren't going to call a hold. Mm. If your feet aren't beat, so if you can keep your feet up and stay in front, yes, of course, if you tackle a guy, but if you get beaten, you're lunging out and you're grabbing and pulling, that's when you get called. And Micah Parsons obviously should be, people are holding him at a really high rate. You know what? Everybody gets held at a rate. Micah's just different because he's so special. And I would argue, he is like Shaq. Myles Garrett and him are like Shaq and Giannis.
That's what I just said.
I think they look at it. I said this earlier.
Who's gotten a worse whistle this year, Tausch? Giannis or Micah?
Giannis has gotten some bad whistles. But it's just really hard to officiate guys that are that big and strong and that move the way they do. You see it and you're kind of like, oh, my God. And you forget. It's hard to officiate people that are so ultra talented and it just is so much faster. Not an excuse. I think it's just the reality of the situation Mike is in.
Tausch, because of the president change for Green Bay with policy and Goody and Matt LaFleur, you know, going into these contract years, there was some uncertainty going into the season. However, has Matt LaFleur already done enough this season to eliminate any future uncertainty he might have as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers?
I think the last 3 weeks he has been so good. How they approached it, he's mixed and matched. And I know he took a lot of criticism after the Viking game. And my point was that was completely unwarranted. He's had some, you know, the Cleveland game, Carroll. There's been some games where it's been completely warranted, and I've commented on that. But these last 3 weeks, Detroit, we need to be more aggressive. We need to go 4-4. understanding what you need to have happen in order to win games is what your, as a coach, your job is. But let's be honest. I think Ed Policy is looking at this, and you make this big move to get Micah. I think he's very happy with how this season has gone up to this point. But in Green Bay, you're judged on what you do in January and February. And I would guess, I think Matt LaFleur is going to be safe, and he's going to be the coach here for a while. But Matt LaFleur is one of the greatest regular season coaches we've ever seen. Matt, I thought I saw a stat. I know he was through 3 years. I think through seven, if he's not really the good. Top of the list, he's right there.
Saw what you saw today, Tausch. It's something wins. Really good. Yeah,
I think him
really
and Holmgren have something almost really the exact good. Same regular season
Oh, Homer
record.
Quote tweeted. I could probably find it while Kyle
okay,
talks
Okay, whatever
to.
Homer quote tweeted, I'm sure is gospel. But this is going to come down to, obviously, what he does in the playoffs. And that is what you're judged on. When you're in Titletown and you're the head football coach and you're the quarterback, those are the things you're judged by.
Matt LaFleur has 76 wins in seven seasons, the most by a head coach in NFL history.
What
a regular season.
Joel Moran.
I think that's pretty good, Nordy.
It's really good.
It is, but
it's really good.
I think what's been most impressive is the last three games, how he's coached the game to
the way the game
flow. Yep. Yes, for sure. But it will
be
determined by the playoffs.
And when you guys were in your really bad groupthink era, when did you guys want to fire Matt LaFleur? I'm trying to remember.
Well, there was a fire Matt LaFleur 3-6. This year, if they lost to the Giants, that was going to be a tipping point based on what the rest of the season had. If they lost to the Giants, I would have said he was coaching for his job for the rest of the year. I mean, do you not agree that they lose to the Giants, they don't make the playoffs? You think he's still here?
Well, just because you lose to the Giants, I mean, you're going to make – listen, we lost two really bad games, and we're still going to make the playoffs, and we're probably going to win the division, and we're going to have a shot at the 1 or 2 seed. So that's why you don't panic when things happen.
Whoa, that's a shot.
Trend.
It's a veiled shot.
No, I mean, well, you did. You guys panicked a little bit, and that's all right. You're young. You guys are young guys.
I love
it. Was warranted
I love
criticism,
a good
Tausch
talking down to
warranted
you.
Warranted criticism.
Not talking down.
I'm not talking down
back.
To you.
Y'all was going to let him just, y'all going to let it slide. Not me.
I'll let it slide. It's funny. I love when he gets on his high horse and, you know, does
not
I'm better
horse.
Than you thing.
Tausch.
High horse talking down. You guys, okay, what would you like to talk about?
Well, no.
I don't want to talk down.
You're a smart, intelligent guy. You got to let us young guys know. Are you ready to put Jordan Love in the NFL elite area of quarterbacks for this 2025 season? Because I think he's elite.
This season alone.
This
Gosh.
Season.
Not great. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Numbers dictate it.
Tell us why.
And by the way, who in the NFC is playing better than he is? Maybe Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford, obviously, last game was great. He had a rough game in Carolina. So
and
who's better? Who's
after Darnold turned it over
Dak?
3 times, they barely snuck by Seattle.
Yeah, it's Dak. I would say you put those three in a bucket, and I think you're happy with any. If you get either of those three, I think you feel pretty good that you can go win. And then it's what's the rest of your team look like?
How about this though? That draft class of 2025, he's the best one in the class, right? Better than Joe Burrow.
Who's in that draft? 2018 to 2020.
We are phrasing this later, Tausch, as over the next 5 years from the 2020 draft class, who would you take?
Okay.
Because you have Jalen Hurts in there, Justin Herbert,
Tua
mm-hmm. and Joe Burrow.
Plus Love.
And Love.
Well, it's. I mean, to me, it's simple. It's either Burrow and Love, and Burrow can't stay healthy.
Yep. So it's Love.
Mm.
So it's there, Love. All you need is Love.
Those two have separated themselves by a large margin.
What's crazy, people weren't saying when the
What's
Packers get ready to play the Eagles,
Hurts has been to 2 Super Bowls
and won one as an MVP.
Hurts deserves a lot of credit, but look at what has happened when their receivers complain and they try to be something they're not. How has that played out? Jalen Hurts is a champion and he deserves all the respect in the world. But if you ask Philadelphia right now, are they going to have Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts for the next 5 years? What do you think they're going to say? Privately. Publicly.
Hell, granted, I think, and again, I don't watch the Cincinnati Bengals enough to be able to fully assess this, but I think Jordan Love is so great and evaded a pressure and helping his offensive line not get sacked. I think even out in Cincinnati, a healthy Jordan Love, they may say,
I don't know about that.
Here's what I will
say. If he wasn't injured, I think it's
But he's injured all the time because it's bad offensive line.
Yeah.
Jordan Love had a bad
offensive line. Candy and nuts. I would bet this. I don't know what Cincinnati would do, but I do know this. If you ask Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur publicly and privately, they'd say Jordan Love over Joe Burrow. That Damn I right. would believe.
Mm. That's powerful. My boys. Goody.
Powerful. Powerful now, stuff from the man looking
Josh
down at us.
Allen, if it was Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes,
well, I mean, those
I
guys
think that
are...
might be a different conversation.
Are those the only two quarterbacks, Tausch?
I don't know who else.
Lamar?
No.
Drake May?
Playoff success.
Nah,
that's an interesting one from a long-term
not
perspective.
Drake May.
Really?
Nah, hell no.
I think it's those two, and then that's about it.
Wow. Guys. That's saying something. That means he's elite.
Trying to tell y'all.
That means he's certainly
elite. Brad, you jumped on the bandwagon. Right, it took you a while.
I did.
We tried to tell, see? Tausch knows what he's talking about. That's a Super Bowl champion right there.
Yeah, he is. You got anything for us, old T?
No, I thought this was a really good appearance.
Yeah, I thought you had
an awesome
fact. Even when you looked down on us, it was still good.
I don't love the fact you guys felt like I talked down to you because I didn't. I was just stating facts. That was all I was doing.
Tausch, high horse, we appreciate you.
See you, boys.
That's Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer.
He does it with love.
Oh, yeah. No,
he offended me with love, and I'm not even mad about it.
Like
you're cheesy.
I'm cheesy. He knew how to butter me up. I'm such
you
a
You like
sucker.
Spice in your relationships.
I do like spice. I do.
And then you like coming to Kumbaya with
exactly.
love.
Exactly. Hey, you. Come here.
Goodness gracious. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... all I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brustin-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Shout out to Mark Tauscher for a fantastic appearance. We missed it.
He was good today.
He was good today.
He was good today.
Love is elite. That's my takeaway.
You can find that interview on the ESPN Wisconsin app or go back and listen on YouTube and watch on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe's running the show. UKB Nation, as always, 800-990-3776. Bradley Nortman, you screwed up.
Yeah, well, did I, though?
I don't know.
So
you tell us.
Let me you be the judge. And I'm curious what should I do next. So, obviously, I'm shopping for Lexi, my wife. My wife. The first lady of the Nortman estate.
I love Lexi.
And the mother of my son, right? Big year in the Nortman household. Big year.
Sons?
Well, the mother of one of my sons and biologically, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So
still taking care of three kids.
She deserves extra super mom credit. Quick up round of applause for Lexi. So I wanted to have this Christmas be special, right? Get her something really nice. Something
so you didn't
wanted.
Do a push present.
A push present of some kind, but I knew I was going to sort of wrap it all into one big gift at the end of the year because 2025 is a big year for the Nortman family. So Lexi is like visiting her sister, just moved back from Charlotte to Wisconsin. So I'm like, oh, perfect timing for me to go online, clicking through my phone. Here's the credit card information. It's a nice gift, so it's a pretty big bill to pay. So I click.
I want to play the Yodely game.
I click submit.
Can we play the Yodely game on how much?
No.
Money.
So I click submit.
I like it. It's probably better off for me.
And
yeah, you'd be sad to know how poor you are.
Yeah, and it says, oh, sorry, you can't, you have to contact your bank. I was like, this is weird.
Oh, that's a big purchase.
I was
that's
weird.
What I said.
That's so
big.
So I was like, this is a mistake. So I go through and do it again. And I was like, I have no credit limits, so this shouldn't be a problem. So
starting the bidding at $500.
Wait, time out. Wait a minute. Did you hear what he just said?
No.
I have no credit limits.
Yeah,
so I don't
credit
understand.
Credit card doesn't have a credit limit. Come on now.
Wait, what? Yeah. That exists?
Yeah. Unlimited credit.
From my knowledge, yeah. I mean, if I put $100,000 on, I'd probably get a phone call. But,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, anyway. So
have a perfect credit score?
No, I mean, it's in the 800s.
The fact you had to think
perfect,
about
though.
That is...
I'm in the 800s.
Yeah. So, Okay, anyway, back to the story.
Yeah, so you probably get rid of the Yodelie game. I'm clicking. Let us play.
I'm clicking submit. He's saying, contact your bank. I'm like, what is going on here? I didn't even think about it, but Lexi's phone number is the one associated with the account. She's getting fraud alerts.
Oh, wow.
They're thinking that there's some fraud going on. So she's saying, this is not me. It's not going through. And eventually it shows like who the retailer company that it was going to shoot. And she's like, she calls me later and she goes, were you trying to buy me, insert luxury jewelry brand
luxury.
Name here? And I go, you've got to be kidding me. I was thinking about getting this here for 6 months. And now.
5 digits?
Come on.
Yeah. Well. Oh, wait, no. No, wait. Four digits. Four digits.
I said, wait a minute. The way he said it, I had to start counting. I was like, wait, that's one, zero.
Then a comma.
Zero.
Yeah, less than five.
Yeah, they're okay.
But
okay.
Close to five.
No, don't.
Just less than
don't
five.
Wait, don't
just,
worry.
Just less than five.
You're a good husband.
But the problem is now she knows it. It literally told her the amount that was trying to go through. And so she doesn't know specifically what the piece of jewelry is going to be. But she knows it's coming. The surprise is gone. And I don't even know if I even buy it for her
anymore.
But
now there's an expectation, so I think you still have to do it.
Well, oh, no, 100%. 100% still do it.
But all the excitement is now gone. The surprise factor.
Who cares?
She was surprised. Yeah. She'll still love it.
She won't that. She
I'm
definitely
thinking
won't
about,
that.
I'm thinking about not doing it now and doing it like maybe anniversary.
Nah,
or
she'll
like,
be disappointed like
within the
Christmas.
Next calendar year.
She'll be disappointed
no,
on Christmas
No, because
now
Day. She's going to be interested. Does she not know what type of thing you were buying?
She doesn't know the specific, but she's probably put it together.
Well, that's fine. Now you gotta get her something else too.
Some in addition?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Kyle.
I mean, you got an extra $100 on something. I mean, I know you probably don't shop at places that
extra $100.
A gift card somewhere, a massage.
So you're throwing a gift card on top of a near 5-digit purchase.
Well, she already knows that she's getting this gift. Matter of fact, baby girl, turn the damn radio off and turn off YouTube, okay? Because we can't have you thinking that this is normal behavior. We have a credit limit, okay? But then on top
of Paul's have a credit limit. We are not the Nortmans.
But on top of that, that's why y'all need to have at least one separate account. You gotta have a card with your own name.
Yeah,
on
that's
it.
A good point.
Just
that's
one.
A good point.
And I mean,
yeah, I should have.
For holidays and gifts and Christmas.
We share one credit card.
If
just
anything,
one.
If you were like me and you're a Karen, like if I was rich and wealthy, I would be offended. I would say,
You'd be out for blood for this credit card company?
I would call the credit card company. Who in the hell do you think you are to tell me I can't buy something?
Would
you
say, but Mr. Wallace, we're trying to protect you.
The hell with that, with a measly couple $1,000? What is this? You know what my bank account looks like.
Brad, you're making our fans feel bad about themselves and throwing their phones in their offices, watching on YouTube. So,
oh, wow. Sorry, fans.
I did get an update from Tom Silverstein. Not true. He has drawn 3 holding penalties this year as Dov Cleveman said that there's been 0 holding calls for Micah Parsons, but still, the point remains: he's been being held, and it's not enough.
I'm sorry,
Brad. Look what you did. Read this. What does this message say here? The first one, not the second one.
Baby girl says, "What's my luxury gift? All the KBN ladies deserve."
And then she said a brand that I know I can't afford.
Wait, let me see the brand. Baby girl's good.
Baby girl's good. You didn't marry Brad. You married
baby
me.
Baby girl is good.
Yeah, you didn't marry Brad.
She nailed it. Yeah,
you married.
Don't say it on air.
You're not married yet.
It's good.
Well. Hey, you know, we can't afford that. We can't afford that.
Yeah, baby girl's good.
But we can afford happiness. Okay, that's the one
looking at.
We can afford is happiness.
Happiness is free, baby girl.
As you say, Kyle, it's cheaper to keep her.
That is, but that's messed up. That she knew exactly what brand
I'm
it was.
For baby girl, man. Nothing gets by baby girl.
Well, I guess
nothing gets by Lexi. Either.
A lot of things get by me. And are you smarter than Ben Brust? 800-990-3776. Let's go with caller number 10. The amount of victories that the Green Bay Packers have this season.
Which is one more than the amount of victories that Ben Brust has, and are you smarter than Ben Brust
this
season?
Damn, last week was who gets to 10 first, right?
Yes, it was. Mm. Oh, actually, I think we were talking. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was that. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. So you can continue to embarrass me so I don't get to 10 wins at the end of 2025.
Is it bad you got the 30 losses before you got the 10 wins?
I think you know the answer, Strofe. 800-990-3776. Caller 10. 800-990-ESPN. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? In 2 minutes, you can choose Brad or Kyle next.